cash fed cattle prices turned lower Tuesday. Rebounding commodity prices and the improved trade outlook helped boost agricultural producer sentiment in August. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 2nd of September. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was a dollar lower Tuesday at $104 a hundredweight on a live basis in the Texas Panhandle, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Although too few transactions to trend, early prices also were lower in other regions, $103 to $104 in Kansas, $103 in Nebraska, and $102.50 to $103 in the Western Corn Belt. Early dress sales in Nebraska were at $163 to $164. Even so, cattle futures continued to mostly edge higher. Other than 2 cents lower in away Dece and 270 higher in recently minted away Feb, live cattle futures closed an average of 31 cents higher. Except for 17 cents lower in spot September, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 39 cents higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 39 cents higher Tuesday afternoon at $228.34 a hundredweight. Select was 57 cents lower at $214.75. Corn futures closed fractionally higher to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 3 to 5 cents higher. I had results from just a couple of weekly Tuesday auctions to share at press time. Feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $4 higher, with instances of $6 higher at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri. There were 2,427 head on offer. And all feeder classes sold mostly steady at Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky, where there were 1,058 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher on Tuesday. Along with continued support from big tech stocks, positive manufacturing data boosted optimism. According to Timothy R. Fiore, chair of the Institute for Supply Management, after COVID-19 brought manufacturing activity to historic lows, the sector continued its recovery in August, the first full month of operations after supply chains restarted and adjustments were made for employees to return to work. The organization's Purchasing Managers Index registered 56% in August, up 1.8 percentage points from July. Fiore says the figure indicates expansion in the overall economy for the fourth month in a row after a contraction in April, which ended a period of 131 consecutive months of growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 215 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 26 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 164 points. Agricultural producer sentiment increased significantly from July to August, according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. The index rose to a reading of 144, up 26 points to the highest level since February of this year, when record highs were established before the pandemic began. The barometer is based on survey responses from 400 U.S. agricultural producers and was conducted from August 17th to the 21st. Both of the barometer sub-indices also recorded substantial increases. The index of current conditions improved to a reading of 124, up 13 points from July, while the index of future expectations increased 33 points to a reading of 154. James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture, says the positive crop production outlook, rebounding commodity prices, and news of additional export sales to China improved producer optimism about the future for the U.S. agricultural economy. Producers also were more optimistic about U.S. agriculture's trade prospects compared to the past several months. In August, 67% of respondents said they expect exports to rise over the next 5 years, compared to 57% during the spring and summer months of this year. In part, Mintert attributes this change in perspective to rising export sales to China that began over the summer and now appear likely to continue into the fall. Producer perspectives toward land values also improved in August. Those expecting land values to increase over the next 12 months rose to 20% in August, up from 16% in July and from 7% back in April. The percentage of producers expecting values to increase in the next 5 years rose to 59%, up from 48% in July and from 40% in May. Also, the percentage of respondents who expect their equity position to decline in the upcoming 12 months was 38% in August, the second lowest percentage since the survey question was first asked in 2016, and well below 48% a year earlier. That's your Cal Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 2nd of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.